It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Let's go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thank you.
Good to hear, Dave. I know you are a busy, busy man, so we'll get right to the headlines here. This first one coming from your colleague Kevin Martin in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Bendix, Commercial Vehicle Systems, showcasing a new HQ over in Avon, the home of the Eagles, continuing to grow as a community, and they will now welcome in Bendix. So, Dave, what are the details here, and what does that mean over there for the folks in Avon?
Yeah, so this is a pretty massive and state of the art 216,000 square foot headquarters that's been built in Avon over the past couple of years, and basically a lot of people know obviously that Bendix moved out of Elyria and moved into Avon after getting a pretty good deal from the city of Avon in terms of economic development and land, quite frankly. There's less land to build on in Elyria than there is in over in Avon, and so Avon obviously sort of growing, one of the faster growing cities. And Bendix president and CEO Mike Hawthorne said that the decades of history that Bendix has had in Lorain County basically has been here since 1941, and this Avon location was announced as the new home back in 2017. That's just about 2 years after, Elyria had, sorry, after Bendix had announced it was leaving Elyria. And so this is a 58-acre site. It's out there on Chester Road in Avon. Construction is mostly completed in 2021. It's all, sort of LEED certified. It has fancy, swales and areas of architecture that sort of make it energy efficient, and just there's dedicated laboratory space, about 650 employees, and just really like a massive technological headquarters there that really hopefully will benefit the people of Avon and give the company a place to call home for many, many years.
Well, certainly has some deep roots here in Lorain County, as you noted, Dave, making that move from Elyria to Avon. And I know it's a facility that our current county commissioners are very proud of, both in terms of what it does for products and just jobs here in Lorain County. So very cool stuff there. Again, that Bendix commercial vehicle facility, 216,000 square foot campus over there in Avon. Very cool stuff. So again, Dave O'Brien, our guest this morning on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, the other story I wanted to discuss here with you this morning came from your colleague Carissa Wojtak, also in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Wetlands have kind of been growing in popularity across the state and here in Lorain County as well, including this latest one in Lorain. What are the details here?
Yes, this is a project that is important also environmentally, and sort of we're doing sort of the environmental local beat this morning wetlands help basically prevent flooding, right? That's one of the important things they do, because they can hold a lot more water than, say, a blacktopped parking lot, okay? So that helps to prevent runoff out into the lake, out into Lake Erie. And so that limits some of the algae blooms that you might see out in the lake that are dangerous to wildlife and, can potentially be dangerous to humans and potentially kill off some of the life of the lake. So by creating more wetlands or setting aside more land for wetlands, you can filter a lot of the storm water, a lot of the water that ends up going out into the lake. And that's part of what this project, this is the first of what's called the H2 Ohio initiatives, one of the first that's completed in Lorain County, a program of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. And this was using grants and some stormwater funds, a project that helped pay for 16 acres worth of restoration for these wetlands about 3 miles away from the lake. And as Mayor Jack Bradley said, this is the last best chance to interrupt stormwater before it enters that waterway, taking with it sediment, nutrients, kind of thinning out, some of the topsoil here, mm-hmm. on land, but then also again preventing, fertilizer and other things that sort of cause those algae blooms to happen out on Lake Erie. So that's going to be important to the ecology of the area, It took about 6 or 7 months to get this done. This is all what they call the Martin's Run Wetland Restoration is the overall project. That includes digging for fill, you know, so that when storms and, you know, storms come through, it kind of holds a little bit more of that water. Planting native plants that help sort of prevent some of that runoff, that keep the soil together. Also, it's going to act as a habitat for local wildlife. ODNR is going to do some stuff to maintain that and help ensure that sticks that all sticks together. And keeping away invasive vegetation, you know, invasive species, is also kind of an important part of that project. So that's a nice little project, a nice little ecological development. You know, rather than again just a paving a parking lot, you know, now you have 16 acres worth of land that is very much going to help, you know, during storm season, and also help the health of Lake Erie.
Yeah, huge ecological benefit. I would say, just kind of reading through this, and again, you can check out the latest from Carissa Wojtek on this in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, also online at chronicleT.com in that digital e-edition. A big thank you to you, Dave, for kind of breaking that one down here with us this morning. Again, Dave O'Brien, our guest on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, what are you working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners be reading in the paper?
So some things are a little less happy, but we're following on some of the recent violence that's gone on in the city of Elyria. Yeah. There's been unfortunately some very tragic and significant killings that have happened, and many of the people who were responsible for those have been taken into custody. A couple of those suspects identified the other day. Kevin Martin will be continuing to follow on a lot of that. We'll be hearing from city officials, from police officials. So you'll be able to read about that. Obviously, this morning we have the Lorain County Commissioners meeting. So I'll be handling that that kind of duty. And whatever else we can drum up that is there's Lorain County news. You can read about it at chronicleT.com or check out the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
You heard the man. Pick up a print edition of that Chronicle Telegram today, or you can go online and find that digital e-edition at chronicleT.com. All right, Dave, we can close on this, my favorite time of the week. What is this week's scanner story? What are we hearing out there?
I'm going to take you again out to our Western Bureau out in the beautiful foothills of Boulder, Colorado. Dateline Boulder, multiple callers to 911 for a woman rolling around in people's backyards.
Oh boy. Well, it's a little early to be making the snowballs rolling around back there, although maybe not in Colorado. I don't know, but... Man, it's one thing to have like a deer back there, or like a fox in the backyard, right, rolling around, but a real live woman. Wow, that is not something you see every day. And boy, Dave, hopefully for you and I, hopefully something we don't see in our respective backyards anytime soon. So entertaining scanner story as always. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of the CT today or find that digital e-edition online at chronicleT.com. Dave, thank you as always for the time, good sir. I very much appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
All right, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.